Athabasca. An area man with a criminal record spanning 3 decades who unsuccessfully tried to steal a wallet and got into a shoving match with the victim back in the late summer of 2019, received a short jail sentence. Appearing in Athabasca Provincial Court January 23 via CCTV from the Edmonton Remand Center, Sheldon Edward Young, 47, pleaded guilty to theft under $5,000 and assault and received a 25-day jail sentence from Judge Thomas Oktomychuk. Time deemed served as Crown Prosecutor Nicole Parker noted, he's accumulated 25 days enhanced. There's been no crimes of violence in a quite significant number of years, so when I take into account the seriousness of the offense, it was a push, and the theft under for the wallet, I think this meets the public interest test and I will accept the joint submission, said Judge Oktomychuk, who then waived $200 in victim fine surcharges. Young, whose criminal record spans from 1993 to the present and included 43 convictions primarily for property offenses, admitted that he's been a dumb ass, and apologized for the crime. While thumbing through Young's lengthy record, Judge Oktomychuk noted a 2-year jail sentence in 2015 followed by a further 6-month jail sentence he received the following year. I've had 2 minor heart attacks, 2 minor strokes and I've only got 1 leg. So physically I'm not moving around like I used to back in the day. I'm 47 years old and I'm done with all the negativity, let's just put it that way, that I've been into for the last how many years, Young told court, noting he's finally clean of drugs. I want to say sorry for what happened in Athabasca that day. I've been trying to deal with this for the last 2 years now, but I've been in hospital twice. I just want to put in the past. Parker told court that on August 29, 2019, Athabasca RCMP were called after a man spotted Young rummaging through his pickup truck. The victim went outside and confronted Young, who had taken his wallet from inside the vehicle. Following, Young pushed the man, before he was subdued and eventually arrested by RCMP. George Blaise, TownandCountryToday.com.